Police allege the suspect used coercion, threats and deception to force his wife and two-month-old daughter to India in March this year. Detective Superintendent Dan Evans is the coordinator of the Australian Federal Police's Victim-Based Crime Command. He says the woman feared she was being forced to travel to India without her consent and then was eventually coerced into travelling with her child.
Once she was overseas, we'll allege that the offender or the suspect in this case contacted the Department of Immigration to attempt to have that victim's visa application cancelled. We'll also allege that the two-month-old infant's passport was removed, preventing her to return to Australia.
But as Superintendent Dan Evans says, the suspect's attempt to have his wife's visa cancelled was unsuccessful.
The victim returned to Australia and made got in contact with Anti-Slavery Australia, who had provided her with some excellent legal assistance and worked with the AFP to get the result that we're currently talking about today.
In May, non-government organisation Anti-Slavery Australia tipped off the Australian Federal Police, prompting an investigation. Anti-Slavery Australia defines slavery as the condition of a person over whom any or all of the power attaching the right of ownership are exercised, including where such a condition results from a debt or contract made by the person. Sister Nolene Simmons is the president of the Australian Catholic Religious Against Trafficking in Humans.
They really are denying the human rights of a person, and they're violating their freedom.
Detective Superintendent Evans says it's a disturbing case and one he's never seen before.
You may be wondering why these events I've outlined have resulted in Commonwealth human trafficking charges today. It's true, it's not a case that comes to mind when we talk about human trafficking, but behaviour that we allege the man has taken part in is that he's coerced through threat or deception of moving those people overseas.
Sister Nolene from Australian Catholic Religious Against Trafficking in Humans says it's an alarming trend.
I'm horrified by it. I'd have to say I'm not surprised, because they're the kinds of stories that we're hearing and hearing in Australia and beyond.
The wife and child are back in Australia receiving support from the appropriate agencies. The scale of human trafficking in Australia is difficult to estimate, as it's often underreported. Last financial year, the Australian Federal Police received 150 referrals in relation to human trafficking, which include forced labour, forced marriage or sexual servitude. The suspect also faces a forged documents charge and general dishonesty charge. The case is expected to return to court on December 19th.